Margaret Gift has brought her son, Simplicius, for a checkup at a mobile health clinic in the remote village of Chikwawa in Malawi. His diarrhea can be treated on the spot. Officials say Malawi has made rapid progress in cutting child mortality, one of the UN's Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs, partly due to decentralizing healthcare. UNICEF's Victor Chinyama says that makes health workers more accessible.
These are people who live within the communities and are able to provide basic treatment to children for some of the most common diseases such as malaria, pneumonia and diarrhea.
So far, there's been an estimated 40% worldwide drop since 2000 in the number of children dying under the age of five. Good progress towards the goal of a two-thirds reduction. Launching the 2012 MDG Gap Task Force report, UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon warned gains are at risk because of a $167 billion shortfall from donors.
Last year, official development assistance declined for the first time in many years. I repeat my call to the international community, do not place a burden of fiscal austerity on the backs of the poor.
Professor Anne Mills of the London School of Hygiene and Tropical Medicine specializes in the health economics of developing countries. She says the fall in donations is alarming.
If that continues into the future, then I certainly think it's of major concern. Ultimately, that may have an impact in terms of maternal deaths, neonatal deaths, and child deaths.
Mills says child and maternal health has improved significantly since 2000, but she says the global financial crisis is having an impact.
We can see increased arguments about the value of aid, as we see in the UK. We've also seen that for some of the donor countries, the increase in aid is beginning to plateau off.
Another of the Millennium Development Goals calls for the number of people without access to safe drinking water to be cut in half by 2015. That appears to be on track, thanks to programs like this one in Mali, which aims to bring clean water and improved sanitation to 500,000 children, like Yusuf Disa.
When I came home, I spoke to my grandfather and grandmother and explained what I had learned at school, especially the importance of washing hands before eating.
Health professionals appear to agree that the Millennium Development Goals have led to widespread improvements in healthcare and poverty relief. But with a 2015 deadline, there are warnings that the financial crisis could bring a halt to that progress. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.